important points here are the wind-up of the hips and body, the extension of the left arm, and the cock of the wrist, indicated by the angle between the left arm and the shaft of the club.
Oh, my goodness. In your life have you seen anything like that?
This crowd has gone deadly silent. Cinderella story, out of nowhere, a former greenskeeper now about to become the Masters champion.
McConnell Buick GMC presents Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Randy Bergen and Danny Spivey.
Thank you. Sit down. Thanks. Welcome, everybody, to a special edition of Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Happy Father's Day to all your dads out there, including my dad as well. I'm your host, Randy Bergen. Glad to have you on board with us as we will talk golf first right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. Hey, we're going to have a wonderful, wonderful time today. Going to be giving away a lot of golf. We've got a lot of guests lined up for you. Tell you about those in just a few moments as we're broadcasting live today from La Casa de Bergen right here in South Alabama. Now, my podgy, Danny Spivey. Dan, happy Father's Day to you, my man, and to your fantastic dad, Buckeye.
Well, and right back at you, Podsy.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
And a big, like you said, happy Father's Day to Buckeye up there. I know he's watching and listening, and I talked to him this morning, and looking forward to him coming down south, bringing that Buckeye down here into Bama and Auburn country. What do you think?
Ready for him to get down here. I don't think there's any question about it. I'll tell you, we have got a lot of golf to get into today. There is no question about that. But before we do, we want to remind you that the brand new lifestyle, leisure, and travel golf issue of our magazine, Southern Fairways, is out. It is on the streets. The publisher, and I say it each and every Sunday, the publisher, Joey Johnson, done a wonderful, wonderful job with this. You need to pick one up. Now, if you can't get to a golf course for whatever reason, you can go right there on our website, southernfairwaysgolf.com. The digital version is there. While you're there, you may want to check out the tab that says deals. You know, Dan, when you go to that tab right there, you can get some really, really, really good deals, up to 50% off of some of your favorite golf courses around the area.
That's half off. 50%.
That is half off. Plus, you can check out all the podcasts that we have on there. You can check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We're still not on TikTok yet, but Danny, I think you had a lot of requests to get on TikTok. That right there, my friend, I've kind of gotten a little addicted to it. Don't mind telling you.
Well, and that's what I was warned on after our TikTok debut video last week, explaining, basically showing how we fish. And how we partner up when we fish.
Exactly.
I've been warned about TikTok. It can really get in your head, and you can get obsessed with it. So we got to be careful. It's all about balance, Randall.
Okay. So you asked me, you said, where are we today? All right. What's the backdrops? If you're listening to us on radio, you can also check us out. We are on YouTube. We are also on Facebook. You can check out Southern Fairways Facebook page. You can check out my Facebook page, Danny's Facebook page, or you can go to YouTube and check out Randy Bergen and golf. We're on there. Our backdrops today, Dan, I'm at Lakewood Golf Club at the beautiful Grand Hotel. And for you, Steelwood, my man, Steelwood.
Home sweet home. And we're going to talk about our tournaments a little bit. I know the GCGA had a great tournament out there at Lakewood, yesterday on a Saturday, so that we could enjoy Father's Day and do the show today. And we're going to talk a lot about that. We couldn't have picked two better golf courses to play. I'm just going to tell you, there's some wonderful, wonderful places around here, but those are two of the top. And if you could see, I'm going to point, this is where Randy and I fish right here.
You see that little point right there?
That little point right there.
Right there. Right in there is about where we catch them.
That's it.
Okay. That is about the spot. Now, who knows? Maybe at some point today we'll show you some pictures of our recent trip there to Steelwood Lake. All right. So check us out, YouTube and on Facebook. All right. Mentioned we got a lot to get into today. We're going to talk a little bit about Nick Watney. He tests positive for the coronavirus and withdraws from the RBC Heritage. What does that mean? How's all this going to happen? What's going to happen with all the other PGA golfers? We'll talk a little bit about that. Plus, Tiger Woods, he's skipping this week's Travelers Championship, and we know it's Father's Day, but guess what? We got a new mommy. We sure do.
Yes, we do.
Michelle Wee West. She gives birth to her first child, daughter Makina. All right, so congratulations to the West family.
Yeah, the son of Jerry West.
Absolutely. The NBA great. As a matter of fact, he's the one on the logo for the NBA, Jerry West, a former Laker boy. I tell you, he was a good one, no doubt about it. All right, let's see. I've got to do this first, don't I, as we always do. Did it work? There it is. All right, that's our State Farm jingle. And today on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance Guest Line, coming up in the next segment, we'll have Dennis Hayford. He's the director of the South Alabama FCA. Now, let me tell you, they have a big tournament. Danny, guess where it's going to be on Tuesday? Yes. We'll be at Steelwood. He's got a lot of information. I don't know if they have any available slots left, but maybe you want to volunteer, maybe you want to help in some way. He'll let you know how to do that. At the bottom of the hour, we'll go over to Glen Lakes and speak with the director of Glen Lakes, our good friend David Musial. It'll be his Musial Minutes. They are back. You know, he was on a 2-week hiatus, Danny, but he is back now. So
We gave him a little time off. He's a busy man. You know, everybody's busy.
He certainly is. And typically, our 11:45 segment is Boom's Kitchen segment. Danny, I got bad news today.
I know.
Boom taking the day off.
You know, when I turned into to the house here, I opened my door and the first thing I didn't smell a thing. I was like, oh. I almost called in sick.
Well, I don't know. Maybe we can go back and give some highlights of some of the.
She did give me a little gift, though.
She did. She was thinking about you. Yeah. We'll tell you what that is a little bit later on as well. Coming up for the next hour, a good friend, Sweet Swingin' Bobby Hall, PGA teaching professional. He is going to be on with us. Why, you ask? Well, it is Father's Day. He's got something maybe he can share with us, but more importantly, his dad was a very special hero, mm-hmm. Okay? And we're going to tell you about that story. His dad's story is incredible.
Incredible.
And we try to share it each and every Father's Day. So he'll tell us about that. And then at the bottom of the next hour, our good friend Elliot Mello, he is the marketing manager for golf balls and messaging for Bridgestone Golf. He's going to be on to tell us about the Bridgestone golf ball, which is a fabulous ball if you've not tried it. As a matter of fact, you could ask Coach Jack Robertson if he likes the Bridgestone golf ball. I gave him a 2-pack of the E12s yesterday, Dan. And guess what he did on number 4 at Lakewood?
He jarred one, didn't he?
133 out, 9-iron, and goes right in the hole.
How about
so
that?
He picked up a nice little, picks up $500 for being on the GCA Tour as a member. So congratulations to that. And he racked up yesterday. I'm going to tell you. Who knows? We may even try to get him on at some point today. All right? So big lineup for you. A lot going on. We want you to hang tight with us. We want to thank you for hanging out with us on a Father's Day. As a matter of fact, what we may do at some point, Danny, I may open up the lines to if you've got a Father's Day wish that you'd like to maybe say to your dad, mm-hmm. or maybe you've got a Father's Day story you'd like to share with us, get your fingers ready. 251-343-0106, 251-343-0106 is how you can reach us. Plus, that's the way you're going to win some golf that we're going to be giving away today. And we're giving away a ton of it because it is Father's Day.
It is indeed. And you know, with the PGA Tour back in swing again, of course, we'll talk about Nick Watney. But I will tell you one thing. This Harbor Town is going to yield some excitement today. A tight little golf course and unbelievable. 6 guys shot 63 yesterday. We'll talk about that when we update the leaderboard here soon. But 6 of them shoot 63 yesterday. Talk about moving day, Randall.
Who did I tell you I like a lot?
Well, you like Sergio a lot right now, and you liked him last week, and he didn't play great last week, but he's in the mix this week, isn't he, Posse?
He certainly is. And I tell you who I always pick, Webb Simpson.
Where is he?
Especially whenever you're playing a North Carolina or South Carolina golf course, you got to put Simpson in there. No question about that.
He is right at the top right
all
now.
All right, so there you go. We're going to get you caught up on the leaderboards coming up in the next segment. Of course, the Corn Ferry Tour, they are over in St. Augustine, a place I'm very familiar with, and we'll get you caught up on the leaderboards there as well. All right, certainly want to thank some of our great sponsors of the show. Thanks to our friends over at McConnell Automotive. Dave, if you're looking to purchase a new vehicle, do yourself a favor, save some money. Go see our good friends at McConnell Automotive. Check them out online at McConnellAutomotive.com. We'll take a quick time out. When we come back, we'll visit with Dennis Hayford from the FCA right here on Southern Fairways Golf Show.
Waiting for the break.
And we certainly welcome you back to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. Dennis Hayford coming up in just a few moments, but I'll tell you, always got to like our new little deal here. All right, Dan, let's get caught up on the leaderboard.
It's time for your leaderboard update.
Brought to you by Bridgestone Golf and by the GCGA Tour.
And that was boom right there, I can tell you that. Well, of course, the PGA Tour concludes the fourth and final round today at the RBC Heritage in Hilton Head, South Carolina, at the beautiful Harbortown Golf Links for the 2020 RBC Heritage. On top of the leaderboard, we have a foursome. Abraham Mancer at 15 under par, along with Terrell Hatton, Ryan Palmer, and there he is, Randall Webb Simpson right there. One there shot behind the red-hot Daniel Berger, who won last week at the Colonial. Well, he shoots a third-round 63, one of six guys to shoot 63 yesterday, as he's one shot back of 14 under par with Joel Damon, Carlos Ortiz, but don't rule out Corey Connors, Matthew Fitzpatrick, and Dylan Fratella, along with Sergio Garcia.
Sergio Garcia. All right, you know, there you go. The Korn Ferry Tour is wrapping up today in St. Augustine, Florida, for the Korn Ferry Challenge at the King and Bear Course. The prize fund this year is $600,000. The King and Bear Course gets its name from both designers. You know who they are. Arnold Palmer, he earned the nickname The King during his playing career. And, of course, Jack Nicklaus adopted the Golden Bear moniker. Your leaderboard, it looks like this. Right now, the young man from Atlanta, Georgia, Chris Kirk, has a one-stroke lead at 26 under. Justin Lauer has finished. He is one shot back at 25. Joseph Bramlett at 23 under. And Will Zalatoris, he too at 23 under. There you go. There's your leaderboard update brought to you by Bridgestone Golf and by the GCGA Tour. All right, Daniel, son, always love to have this guy on with us. He is one of our favorite people, probably, and I've said it over and over again and again. He is perhaps the, what would you say, the motivational leader of all time. If there were a Hall of Fame of motivational leaders, it would be this guy right here, our good friend Dennis Hayford with the FCA Southern Alabama Director. How you doing, Dennis, my man?
Is there some kind of cool color jacket that comes with being in the Motivational Hall of Fame?
Yours is purple. Yours is purple.
Yeah. Purple. I'm a proud owner of the purple jacket.
You are, my man. How you doing, pal?
Doing good. Man, you guys doing all right today?
We're doing fabulous. Of course, you got a big event coming up in what, just 2 days? You got the Southern Alabama FCA Spring Golf Classic in memory of Mr. Earl Sullivan, and that happens at the beautiful, beautiful Steelwood Country Club, one of our favorite places to play. Of course, it's home to one Daniel Spivey, and you'll be out there. You got some special guests that's going to be out there as well. Tell us about it.
Yeah, Randy, this is a fundraiser tournament, but it's also a qualifier for our state tournament, and it's just a great day for FCA and golfers who enjoy competition. And to kind of introduce FCA to the golfers, we take 5 minutes before the golfers shoot off to begin the competition, and we bring in a special guest to kind of share with them about FCA's impact on their life. And so this year we have Tommy Bowden, former Clemson coach and current SEC network analyst. He's going to be sharing with the guys. And then I also just heard that former Auburn running back Joe Cribbs will be there. So, and Jim Nagy from the Senior Bowl will be there
as
well. So kind of a fun day to compete and rub elbows with some of our finer sports figures locally.
Well, it will be a lot of fun. There's no question about it. You've got it. Now, I know that you have both the morning and the afternoon flights. Those are full. Is that correct?
Yeah. We're really excited that we sell out every year, but this has been a sellout earlier than before. We've got teams on the waiting list. We only take 19 teams in each flight because we don't want our players to have to endure, one of those 6-hour fundraiser scramble tournaments I know that a lot of guys get locked into. So at our tournament, you can always count on a pretty timely finish.
Well, I'll tell you, it's always fun to play, and typically we have I have the opportunity to get out and play. I'm not going to be able to, but Danny, I know that you're going to be playing over there on Tuesday.
I am really
Danny
looking forward to.
Danny got picked up as a free agent.
Yes, I did.
My feelings are just a tad not really hurt, but just a tad hurt that my agent won. Dennis Hayford did not get me scheduled on a team. Just saying.
Who is he? He's falling down on the job.
Yes, I got to get a new agent.
You're going to want that purple jacket back. But Dennis, you know, we giggle a little bit, and we've talked about this tournament, and it's a fabulous golf tournament. And in the 5 minutes that is taken before everybody tees off is just a great 5 minutes. We'll just put it that way. You know, we talked about coming across that bridge on the way, you know, when you come through the guard gate of Steelwood and you go across that bridge and you kind of enter a whole new land right there. And, you know, we're there to play golf and we're there to compete and everything. But there's a bigger mission at stake. And I want to make sure everybody understands exactly what that mission is.
Yeah. Thank you, Danny. The mission of FCA is to see the world impacted for Jesus Christ through the influence of coaches and athletes. And so we're a 501c3 Christian ministry to coaches and athletes, and our entire budget is generated from generous individuals, businesses, churches that support us and our work throughout the world. So when you put a team in or you decide to be a whole sponsor, you're supporting Christian ministry work of Jesus Christ throughout South Alabama. And that's what that 5 minutes is about. We want to be good stewards of the funds that we collect. And so we always like to get a man or a woman in front of our teams to say, hey, your money, your donation is changing lives. And here's how it impacted me. So certainly, If you're a coach and your last name is Bowden, we're big fans of theirs, and they've carried the FCA brand very well for us. So it'll be and they've lived it out, and so it'll be neat to hear, and we'll raise a lot of money for a good cause on Tuesday.
Well, there's absolutely no question about it. We're visiting with Dennis Hayford, director of the Southern Alabama FCA tournament set for Tuesday, June the 23rd at Steelwood. And let me just mention this, and we would be remiss if we didn't mention the great sponsors that you have, because it does take them in order to put this together in the way and in the fashion, the quality that you do it, and your title sponsors, Thompson Wealth Management and Life Planning. Tell us about the others.
Yeah, really, really grateful for our sponsors, the guys and gals that come along and say, hey, we want to be not only are we going to put a team, but we're going to be an extra blessing and write a bigger check. So Dr. Dan Matthews has been just tremendous throughout the years. Richard Sullivan with Industrial Wellness Rehab. Dr. Dan, of course, with Alabama Orthopedic Sports Medicine. They've both been title sponsors in the past and continue to give. Mr. and Mrs. Ron Blake have been board members forever, and they're big-time donors for us. Along with Morgan Ashurst with Ashurst Niemeyer. Mm-hmm. And then we've picked up a new donor, Ward Murphy with Unity Fiber. So we're happy that they're on board now. Going to be a good day.
I'll tell you, Ward, he's quite a character. And our good friend, Dr. Dan Matthews with the Alabama Orthopedic Sports Medicine Group. You know, raise your hand if you've played against Michael Jordan, all right? Well, Dr. Dan has on several occasions. So, and he will tell you, because of him, Michael Jordan became what he became. All right.
So, yeah, I think he held him to 29 points that night.
Hey, Dennis, man, I got to tell you, always fun to have you on. And first off, let me say, and I'll say for all of us here, happy Father's Day to you, and appreciate everything that you do with the FCA. And I know much success with the golf tournament, as always. Looking forward to seeing you again, and maybe I'll have the opportunity to see you on Tuesday. But I do have one little bit of trivia for you. Whenever you see Coach Bowden, all right?
Yeah.
You want to impress him a little bit?
Yeah, of course.
Just say, you know what, Coach, I've been following your career for a long time. Most people don't know this, but I know what your middle name is.
Oh, boy.
Do you know what it is?
I do not.
I'm going to help you out. All right. It's Pierce.
Oh.
So throw that in there. Who knows? Maybe you get an extra blessing.
Any cool story behind that or?
Not that I'm aware of. Not that I'm aware of.
And that's where the story ends, folks.
That's where Paul Harvey just ended.
Well, thank you,
hey,
guys.
Dennis.
What we get to do is really a team effort, and I'm really grateful for Randy Bergen and Danny Spivey, and you guys make great teammates, and we get to make a significant impact in Southern Alabama because we have good teammates like you guys. So, thanks for all your help and helping us fill out our tournament, that's for sure.
Well, I always enjoy doing it. Love playing in it. I guess I'll be on the sidelines this year. But I'll be rooting hard. I'll be the biggest cheerleader. Don't you worry about that. All right. Hey, Dennis, have a good one, brother. Happy Father's Day to you, and look forward to seeing you soon.
Thanks, guys. Same to you. Bye-bye.
All right. There you go. Dennis Hayford, director of the Southern Alabama FCA. Man, they don't get much better than him. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we're going to head south. We'll go to Foley and talk to the general manager of Glen Lakes, David Musial. Musial Minutes are up next. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, there we go.
There you go. That'll get us kicked off YouTube. Facebook may be kicking us off with that as well. But some good bump music there. Good
1976.
1976. Do you know who it was?
Yeah.
Little Boston.
Yeah, Little Boston.
Little Boston right there. And I'll tell you, a guy that can tell you all about it. He is a music aficionado, I'll tell you. And he is one of our good friends. We're trying to get in touch with David Musial, and we'll talk with him in just a few moments. He got tied up. I knew he had a couple of lessons he was going to try to escape from for just a few moments. So we'll keep trying. We'll effort to get him on, and maybe we'll have him up here in just a few moments. But anyhow, a lot of good things going on. Danny, you were just mentioning at the RBC. Looks like there's a little bit of movement going on from one former University of Alabama golfer. He's a pretty doggone good one.
Yeah, he's a good one. He's a good one, all right. Of course, Justin Thomas right now. We're looking at everything. And we were talking about DraftKings at the break. And I'll tell you what, if you have Victor Hovland, Rory Sabatini, or Justin Thomas right now, you're making a move on Sunday, partner, because these guys are going extremely deep. 30 players, Randall, 30 players are within three shots of the lead. And that includes guys like Dustin Johnson, who hasn't teed off yet, Brooks Koepka, who hasn't teed off yet, Tony Finau, who hasn't teed off yet. But, you know, when we mentioned Justin Thomas, good way to start. You birdie four your first five holes. It's a pretty good start. Rory Sabatini's 5-under through 11. Matthew Naismith, 6-under through 16. He's got hot right now. And Victor Hovland, we almost talked about him a little bit earlier, but he's one shot back. He's 14-under par right now. 5-under through 8.
Which is pretty good. Which is pretty good, no question about it. We are trying to get in touch with David here. I think we've got a new number for him, and I'm trying to get that over to our producers who are doing a great job back in the studios, Philip Bush and Leanna Clark. And let's see if we can we'll try to get in touch with David on this number right here. All right. Do want to remind you, if the GCGA, we just played yesterday, as you mentioned earlier, Danny, at Lakewood. It was a lot of fun. I got to say congratulations to quite a few folks, all right, that played extremely well. In the A flight, Scott Palmer, he played well. Joey Johnson broke even yesterday. He was having some muscle issues, but he played very, very well. Terry Bowen, not too bad as well. In the B flight, Trip Rizzo
hey,
wins the B flight, so congratulations to him. And in the C flight, let's see, who was it? Oh, Blake Brown, who was the overall winner. He got the big, beautiful trophy. He'll have that. And in the D flight was Eric Nelson. He wins that. And guess what? We had a hole-in-one yesterday from Jack Robertson, Coach Jack Robertson, a guy that you know, I know, been knowing for a long time. and one of the all-time winningest junior college basketball coaches in the nation. He gets a hole-in-one yesterday. He picks up a nice little reward for that as being a member of the GCGA. So yes, congratulations to him.
Well, yes, he does. And I'll tell you, I hope he, you know, if he, you know, it's customary to buy everybody a drink, right? And if he did that out there, I love Lakewood. Don't get me wrong, you know, but he broke even.
If that's right, out at Lakewood, you're absolutely right. You're right. All right, hey, let's see if we can do this. We've been trying to get this to work properly all the time, and most of the time, listen, there it is. Okay, owner Jason Young, State Farm Insurance guest line, a good friend, the general manager of Glenlace Golf Club. It is our Musial Minutes with the one and only David Musial. David, how you doing, pal?
Doing great, Randy. Hope you and Danny are doing well. I'm actually left work down at Dolphin Island fishing with my kids, and I was having a hard time getting service in, but I hope y'all can hear me clearly there. Having a great day. It's 91 degrees and work sweating and hoping to catch a few fish, and hope you guys are having a good day.
Well, I appreciate that. First and foremost, let's say happy Father's Day to you. And you know, Dave, before we get into our Musial Minutes, listen, we have an opportunity to visit quite a bit. And you have told me a lot of stories about your great uncle, Stan the Man Musial. For all you baseball fans out there, you know who Stan the Man is, played with the Cardinals. But you told me a few stories about your dad that I think are probably worthy of sharing, if you don't mind doing that, because you got a wonderful dad yourself, and it being Father's Day. Man, take just a few moments to give Pops a pat on the back.
Hey, I appreciate it. I hope all the dads out there are having a great day and doing something fun with the family. You know, every year we try to do something fun with my kids, whether it's a fishing rodeo or a little golf tournament or basketball or something fun together. But now, my dad is, you know, we call him the old bulldog. He is interestingly enough, we talk so much about baseball that my dad was a great football player. He played in Macon, Georgia at Lanier High School, and in 1960 was one of the top five running backs in Middle Georgia. Was recruited by Wake Forest, had a knee injury, and ended up going to the Mercer University in Macon. And went into the retail business and was with Parisian and Belk's for about 30 years. And he's been in real estate for the last 25. And my dad, we joke with him, my brother and my sister, that we say he's kind of like Vince Lombardi. He's going to tell it like it is, always believe in tough love and supporting us in every way. Every game that we could play, he was there, you know, coaching when he could and did everything he could to support us growing up. And I have a story, a Father's Day story that is unbelievable. And this ties into golf, ties into baseball. When I was 13, the PGA Championship was about to be held at Shoal Creek. I guess this was 84. And the owner of Parisian was a member at Shoal Creek and asked my dad if I could come and play. We could come and play the last rounds of golf before the 84 PGA. It was like 2 weeks before the major championship. And my dad said, well, we'd love to, but David's got city championship baseball, and Decatur's playing against Huntsville, and we can't do it. And he said, well, what time's the game? And he said, at 12:45. And he said, I'll tell you what, we can get the first tee time off, then you can make it back to your baseball game and if y'all are up for it. And my dad looked at me, and I said, let's do it. And he said, well, we'll do it. He said, but you and I got to keep this together, because if your coach ever finds out, he's going to kill us both. So we go to Shoal Creek from Decatur, about 80 miles, play Shoal Creek that morning, a couple weeks before the 84 PGA, play, drive up to Decatur, win the city championships, and that was the last baseball game I ever played. It was the best day I've ever had with my dad, and from then on, I was hooked on golf, and to this day, Shoal Creek is my favorite golf course. But that's a true story, and it's the best day I ever had with my dad. I was 13 years old and had a caddy at Shoal Creek. But how about that one?
You know, that's the fun thing about being a dad. And you know, my children are pretty grown right now. Yeah. I'd have a 28-year-old son and a 25-year-old daughter. But Danny, your son Jackson is at that age right now where y'all are really being able to do a lot of things together. You fish, you uh, you golf, you do a lot of things together. It's just a fun time. And a lot of things that you're doing for him is you're doing just like what happened with Dave and his dad. You're making experiences, lifelong experiences.
Well, you're exactly right. David, I really appreciate you sharing that story. You know, all of us have, you know, however we are introduced to golf. Of course, my father, Buckeye, you know, introduced me. I was so fortunate. You know, he worked his tail off. He didn't even grow up around a golf course. He grew up very, very, let's say he just had to work hard as a young man to get where he was, but raised three wonderful kids. All three of us graduated college. And I remember those days. I remember those days on Sunday evenings going out to the club and playing a late nine holes. And, you know, and that started the whole progression of what I do with Jackson. And that's why I do it, you know, because my dad, you know, took me out there and took the time, and a busy, busy guy working several different jobs just to make sure we had what we needed. And I couldn't appreciate it more. And so, you know, it's a great story when you talk about that city championship and that morning of just driving. I can just imagine the conversation going to Shoal Creek early, early in the morning with your dad. You're kind of excited.
We were nervous about making it back to the game
in time. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're hauling, and you probably.
That was a great day.
Yeah, he's probably telling you, now, when you start driving, son, you don't drive this fast, okay?
Exactly. But no, my dad's the best, and he, you know, it got me, it interestingly enough, that me being a Georgia Bulldog football fan is because of him. And, you know, years ago when I was young, and he said, there's this guy out of Wrightsville that's coming, that's 1A competition's always played in, but they say he's the best running back in the country, and that was one Herschel Walker. And from then on, I was hooked. But now, happy Father's Day, Dad, and we got a reservation at Boudreaux's this week, and I'm going to have a great time.
Nice.
And, appreciate all the support you give me through my life and through my golf career, and I just want to pass that along to all the dads out there to get your kids involved in playing golf. And such a great sport and something you can do for your whole life.
Well, there's no question about that, and had the opportunity to play with Matt yesterday. Matt Brand with Boudreaux's Cajun Grill. Matt and I struggled a little bit yesterday. We struggled, but we had a good time. And
Speaking of that, Ron Shima told me that was the closest he had played to a tournament. He said that the greens were so fast and so good, and he wanted to congratulate you guys on a great event. He said that was the most professional event that he's played in, and didn't play well, but he said the greens were so fast, he had 19 handicaps kind of tough on it.
You know, I think what I did is we started them. You know, everybody went off on tee times rather than a shotgun start. And I had a lot of the guys that, and you'll love this, Danny, I had a lot of the guys where I did the bio and I introduced them. Now, they didn't know what city or what town they might be coming from, but we gave a lot of bios to a lot of those guys. Had a great time, and the greens rolled. Oh, Neil Frazier and the staff out there at Lakewood do a great job, and those greens were extremely fast for a lot of us. And but it was a lot of fun. And Ron right now, I got to check and see where Ron is now. He was atop the GCGA points board, so we'll see where Ron finished, but great stuff. We're visiting with David Muser, general manager of Glen Lakes in Foley. David, we got about 30 seconds left with you. Have you got a tip for us as we get set to go out and play this week?
Say that it's a great, great time for you right now to get out with a golf professional and get custom fit. Get out and make sure you're in the right shaft flex for you. And I talk about that a lot, but we spend a lot of money on golf, you know, with something that we enjoy doing and we want peak performance. And you need to have that club head speed checked. You need to see what your ball speed, your club head speed is. So you got the right shaft and play the best golf for you. But, you know, see your PGA professional. Come out and see me at Glen Lakes, and we'll get you in the right golf club for you so you can get those long shots and those long irons like you're looking for. Speaking of which, that Bryson DeChambeau, doesn't he look like a middle linebacker out there? That's something else.
I'm telling you.
How long he's hitting that ball and how big he's gotten, but. Should be a great event today, and congratulations to all the fathers out there, and hope you all have a great day, and appreciate you guys having me on.
Well, hey, David, as always, man, thanks for being on. Good luck to you and your girls. Y'all going fishing, so listen, if you ever need any fishing tips, all you need to do is you just give me a call or give Dan a call. We'll get y'all hooked up.
Danny sounds like he's a pro there, but yeah, I'm going to get him today. I've already called that I'm going to catch more fish tonight. But
well,
thanks again
there
for having
you
me
go.
On, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, buddy. There you go. By the way, speaking of which, we're going to have Elliot Mello on at the bottom of the next hour. We're going to talk about Bridgestone golf balls with him, and we will talk about Bryson DeChambeau. And what's going on? How's a guy that big getting through it that fast? We'll talk to him about that. But always good to have David Musial on, general manager of Glen Lakes. As a matter of fact, let's do this right now. Okay, you ready? Let's go ahead and give a five-pack away to Glen Lakes. We'll take let's take the fourth phone call at 251-343-0106, 251-343-0106. You will get a Father's Day five-pack to Glen Lakes, where you become the hero. You and four of your golfing buddies are going to be able to go play, all right? And I can tell you, Glen Lakes is rolling pretty good as well. William Davidson does a great job out there. Okay, we'll take a quick timeout when we come back. Is it Boom's Kitchen? Oh, that segment, she's not here today, but let's throw in some of the a blast from the past.
There we go.
All right, don't go anywhere. Scorpion's taking us out. All right, welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. We tell you each and every Sunday, fastest 2 hours in radio. First hour, just about gone, Dan.
I know, it's almost gone.
I mean, oh my goodness. You know, we always talk about Boom's Kitchen, and each Sunday she has always prepared something for you, Dan.
Yep.
She took the day off. She said it's Father's Day, and I'm taking the day off.
I don't blame her.
How about that? So I just wanted to tease you with just a little bit. If you're watching us on YouTube or on Facebook, you'll be able to see this. But, you know, last week you had this right here. You had some cashew chicken.
That's correct.
All right. You also had, mixed with that cashew chicken, look at that right there. You had green bean lover.
Green bean lover.
And you also had some... Was that coconut shrimp?
No, that was
coconut soup with shrimp.
With shrimp. Coconut shrimp soup is fine. You can say that. It, you know, coconut soup with shrimp, coconut shrimp with soup. You know, it was all good. We ate every bit of it, didn't we, Randall?
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. And it was fabulous. So it'll be interesting to see how she makes up for next week. All right. I think she's going to do something pretty special. You know what we need to do? We need to try to take the show out to a picnic area.
That would be good.
And let her just cook for anybody that wants to show up.
Well, can we wait till the fall, though?
It was very hot. I got to tell you, Danny, you know, we played yesterday in the GCGA there at Lakewood. And I have to tell you, I think that I had a little bit of heat exhaustion. I don't know. For the first 12 holes yesterday, I could not see the ball. I quit sweating. I don't know. It was a tough day for Rand yesterday.
Well, and I'm with you, Parsi. I got in a bunker on number 9 out there at Steelwood, my little tournament, and it's that real fluffy white sand, you know, just reflects everything. And I almost didn't make it out, physically and mentally. There was a lot going on down that bunker, let's say. it was really hot. And I started to think to myself, you know, because my hat, my blue Bridgestone
right.
hat, was turning white from all the perspiration, all the salt, and,
right.
You know, and all right. that. So I'm thinking to myself, I may need to go invest in like a headband.
You know, you go.
Some kind of something.
That would be you right there. But yeah, I want to see you wearing the old NBA headband as you play golf.
Like the what was it, Curly Neal?
Curly Neal.
Yeah.
There you go with the Globetrotters.
Hey, I once saw a video of a guy. He was pushing about 5'7". Made a 3-pointer against the Harlem Globetrotters right here locally.
I have to tell you, that was some of the most fun I've ever had. And Special K, if you're familiar with the Globetrotters, this has been, I don't know, 8 years ago at the Mitchell Center in Mobile. I was able to play with the Washington Generals, and they brought me out. And, you know, I go to make a break in the lane. It's open. They give me the ball. They feed it to me, and I get clotheslined by Special K. So I get to go to the line for 2 shots. And just as I'm starting to shoot the first free throw, all the Globetrotters start yelling. Okay, so hits the rim, falls off. So the next one, I stand in there, and I said, okay, I know what their deal is. So I pumped like I was going to shoot. They made some chatter. And then I went ahead and followed up. It goes in. So I'm one of two, 50% from the free throw line.
Okay.
Then we go out, Special K brings it back down the court and makes a move on me where I still have knee issues.
Yeah.
Okay, where my knee just buckled.
Yeah, lock,
okay.
Knee,
lock knee. Lock knee. Lock
yeah,
knee.
Yeah. Been there.
So he goes on the score, get the ball back. We go down, top of the key. I'm standing there. They feed it to me. I'm standing at the top of the key, and Special K says, now he's mic'd up, okay? And there's probably 5,000 people in this gym at mm-hmm. the Mitchell Center. Mm-hmm. And he says, hey, little man, you want it? And I said, you going to give it to me? He said, yeah, it's wide open if you want
it. He called you little man?
Called me little man.
Hey, little man.
Little man, yeah. over the microphone there.
That's sizist nowadays. You can't say
that's
that.
Right.
See how quick.
It is sizist.
Eight
right.
years go by.
That's exactly
yeah,
right.
Things change.
So I said, Special K, if you want to give it to me, I'm going to take it. You're going to wish that you hadn't done that.
That's
and
right.
He started laughing.
Yeah.
And Danny, it was slow motion. When I let it go from my hands, beautiful apex, yeah. Nothing but string music.
String
and music. And at the Mitchell Center, and
the crowd went nuts.
Yep. The Globetrotters couldn't say anything. And you got to remember, their whole skit, everything is choreographed. Every word they know exactly what they're going to say every time.
Yep.
And they were speechless at the end of the game. The official and you know if you've ever watched the Globetrotters, the kind of heavy. Black referee,
yeah.
He came over to me and says, man, I got to tell you something. I've been doing this 20-plus years with the Globetrotters. No one has made a three on them and shut them up. Dude, that was the funniest thing I've ever seen. And I said, thank you, man. I had a great time.
And they carried you off on their shoulders.
On their shoulders.
Did a parade.
Ticker tape.
Wow. You know what I always thought would be funny? The Washington Generals, I thought, got a bad, a bad deal. It would have been funny back in the day, if someone – you know, we didn't know who Michael Jordan was or LeBron James or someone like that, and they just suited up for the Generals, and nobody knew who they were.
Yeah, I got to tell you, some of those guys,
they could play.
Most all those guys, they either play on a professional level or they have played in college, and then they go on a six-month stint with the Generals and they renew the contract. So I got to know a lot of those guys pretty well and pretty interesting stories. For some of those guys, pretty interesting stories.
I can tell you one guy who had played in college, Abraham Answer, who's at the top of the leaderboard. How about Dylan Fratelli?
Fratelli, what a name.
You'd think
he'd be a Formula One driver.
Well, yeah, Dylan Fratelli, or Fratelli's, casual Italian bistro, or something like that. He's 15 under. Guess how many under par he is through 15 holes today? He's 7 under. He's birdied half
nice.
Of them, Randall.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
he's moving up to the leaderboard.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Nick Watney became the first PGA Tour player to test positive with COVID-19 since the circuit restarted its schedule last week. Watney, who shot a first-round 74, withdrew from the RBC Heritage on Friday. And according to the tour, he is in self-isolation. Whitney missed the cut in the tour's first event back last week at Colonial, and he did not travel to Hilton Head, South Carolina, on the circuit's charter flight. According to the press release from the tour, he indicated he had symptoms consistent with the illness. That was early Friday and consulted a physician. Watney was on the practice range at Harbortown early Friday, mm-hmm. was tested and found to be positive. All right. So there were a lot of guys around him that weren't. They were tested and were not positive.
They were not positive. And Jordan Spieth, who sits on the tour's policy board, which I think is a good pick. They knew that it wasn't a matter of if, but when somebody tested positive out there. It's just kind of what it is. But he played the first round. He was actually played the Thursday. He played with Luke List and Vaughn Taylor, and part of the PGA Tour's tour policy on COVID-19. They did the contact tracing, in which he was in contact with some people. They are keeping their distance out there. Rory McIlroy was one
right.
who was contacted as well. And they stayed away from each other, but they did talk. And obviously, everybody is being tested on a regular basis. When I say regular basis, every day.
Well, Watney was among 369 players, caddies, and officials who were tested by the tour early this week and were all negative. The Korn Ferry Tour has had two positive tests this week, both caddies, and four last week, three caddies and a player. So... We needed to be all negative, because otherwise it's going to be tough to get crowds back out there. Now, we're in two of the first five that do not have fans out there. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, a place that you're very familiar with, Muirfield Village, that's when we'll crank back up with some fans.
Yeah, we're going to do that. And, of course, looking over on the Korn Ferry Tour, down at the at St. Augustine. You mentioned earlier about Chris Kirk. Great story about Chris Kirk. Don't know if you remember too much about Chris. Chris been on and off the tour for a while. Battled substance abuse.
34-year-old, yeah.
Yeah, alcoholism and some other things. Good to see him out there. He's feeling real good about himself right now. Been clean for a while. Always looking for a good story like that. But did you watch any of the president's rally last night?
I did. Yeah. I did. In Tulsa.
That was in Tesla. I'm kind of teasing because he tweeted out earlier it was in Tulsa, but then corrected Tulsa, which I think is endearing because it shows that he's human.
Right.
You know,
right.
And everybody wants to go crazy, but a lot of fun going on there in Tulsa last night. Good people in Oklahoma.
Good people. There's good people throughout the United States. There's some really good people. And let me just take just a moment because we're about this hour is just about up. Let me say not only Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there, but listen, I want to thank all of our first responders, all of our policemen, all of our firefighters, our doctors, our nurses. Thank you for what you do. Okay, we really appreciate what you do. Okay, and we do know that there's maybe there's some that aren't the best, but there's a lot more that are. Okay, and I want to tell you, and Danny, I know you agree with this. Thank you so much for keeping us safe and doing what you do, all of you policemen out there and firefighters. Okay, so there you go. All right, the first hour has come and gone. When we come back next hour, we're going to visit with our good friend Bobby Hall, PGA teaching professional, and Elliot Mello. At the bottom of the hour, Elliot, the marketing manager of Golf Balls and Messaging for Bridgestone Golf, will talk Bridgestone Golf and Bryson DeChambeau. More golf to give away. 251-343-0106. That is how you win. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more Southern Fairways Golf.
Points here are the wind-up of the hips and body, the extension of the left arm, and the cock of the wrist, indicated by the angle between the left arm and the shaft of the club.
Oh, my goodness! In your life have you seen anything like that?
This crowd has gone deadly silent. Cinderella story, out of nowhere, a former greenskeeper now about to become the Masters champion.
McConnell Buick GMC presents Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Randy Bergen and Danny Spivey.
Hey, welcome into the second hour of Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Glad to have you on board with us. I am Randy Bergen along with my podsy, Danny Spivey. And let me say, happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. You know, we say it with our moms. Without our moms, we wouldn't be here. I guess it's true with dads as well, is it not? We didn't have our dads, we wouldn't be here. So thank you. Thank you to all the pops out there and hope that you have a wonderful, wonderful day. And we appreciate you taking time to be with us right here on Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. That first hour went by extremely fast. It was great to have Dennis Hayford on with us with the FCA, Southern Alabama Director of the FCA. Of course, they got their big tournament coming up on Tuesday at Steelwood. Tommy Bowden is going to be the featured speaker, a 5-minute speaker, and before all the guys get going. But always good to have Dennis on. And then David Musial, the general manager at Glen Lakes, of course. Typically on Sunday, he's working. But Danny, it's Father's Day, and he's got his girls. They are a fishing over there at Dolphin Island.
What a great place to fish. And again, happy Father's Day, Buckeye. I know you're listening or watching or whatever. You know how much we love you and appreciate everything. And need to get you down here, down south. Randall is wanting to take you fishing. And
you know, I think the last time we went fishing, wasn't it you and your dad in one boat and me and Taylor?
I think so.
In another boat. And Taylor caught a fish. I think your dad caught one. But other than that, it was not profitable for the pros. We didn't do too well. However, we've been making up for that.
Yes, we have. And, you know, just so many great stories by David Musial, that story of going to the city championship, and then racing to go play Shoal Creek a couple weeks before the 84 PGA Championship. What a great golf course that is. And, we're going to try to get up there. I got a few connections up there. We're going to try to get on up there, Randall.
Let's use them. Let's use them for sure. Come on, there you are. Dan, I don't know why that thing wants to give me trouble, but nonetheless, this hour we will have on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line, we're going to have Bobby Hall, Sweet Swinging Bobby Hall, good friend of ours. He's a PGA teaching professional. He has got a story with it being Father's Day of his dad, a true hero for this nation. He will tell us about it. Like I said, in the first hour, we have him on just about every Father's Day because this is a story. I got to tell you, you might want to get a tissue. I know I'll have one because what his father did for this nation was incredible. But Bobby Hall will tell us about that coming up in the next segment. At the bottom of the hour, we go over to Covington, Georgia, home of Bridgestone Golf. And we're going to talk with Elliot Mello. He is the marketing manager for golf balls and messaging for Bridgestone Golf. He's going to tell us about the golf ball. It is a good one. If you've not tried Bridgestone Golf, of course, they're the sponsor of Southern Fairways, the official golf ball and golf glove of Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. And I guess you could say, Dan, the official hat as well, because we're both sporting our Bridgestone hats. But he's going to be on to tell us what's going on. We'll talk a little bit about Bryson DeChambeau. What is going on with him where a lot of people try to lose weight? Not Bryson DeChambeau. He said, I'm going in the other direction. I'm going to gain weight. Gained over 25 pounds is what he has gained so far, and he is striping it.
Well, there's no doubt about that. It'll be interesting to hear from Ryan about the ball speed of Bryson DeChambeau. Unbelievable numbers coming from that cat. And, of course, like you said, he's beefed up quite a bit. Very interesting follow-throughs. Everything is, he just has everything precise. He was talking about his putting the other day. He did not putt very well the first couple rounds. You couldn't tell because of his score. He still shot 67-64 in rounds for the first two rounds, then 71 under par, par 71 golf course at Harbortown. And he has played two holes, and he has birdied one of them. And
not a bad start.
He's moved up the leaderboard just a little bit.
Let's get to that leaderboard.
It's time for your leaderboard update, brought to you by Bridgestone Golf. And by the GCGA Tour.
If that doesn't put a smile on your face, nothing will.
It does bring a smile, and I'll give another little plug to Boom's Kitchen. Also brought to you by Boom's Kitchen, home of fried chicken skins. Right here. You're looking at them right here on TV.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, but on top of the leaderboard right now, we've got a host of players. We have five of them now tied at the top of the lead at 15 under par. Those are Abraham Answer, Dylan Fratelli, who I just talked about, who is 7 under par on his round through 16 holes today. Terrell Hatton, who hasn't teed off. Ryan Palmer, who has not teed off. Webb Simpson, Randy's pick, along with Daniel Berger and Joel Damon, are all at 15 under par. You look at a couple other players making a move right now. Victor Hovland's 5 under through 11. He is 14 under total. Carlos Ortiz, who shot one of those six guys to shoot 63 in round number three. Justin Rose is at 4 under par through 7 holes at 14 under par. Justin Thomas, 5 under par on his front nine as he moves one back at 14 under par. 32 guys within 3 shots of the lead right now. It's going to be a barn burner coming down the finish.
Gotta love it. Gotta love it. The Corn Ferry Tour, they're wrapping up in St. Augustine, Florida for the Corn Ferry Challenge at the King and Bear Golf Course, a place I've played quite a few times. The prize fund this year, $600,000. The King and Bear Golf Courses, of course, you know where they get their name, or the name, right, from both designers, Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus. Now, your leaderboard looks like this. The young man from, and I say young man, he's 34 years old. He's the elder statesman on the Corn Ferry Tour, Chris Kirk from Atlanta, Georgia. Right now, he has a one-shot lead at 26 under. Justin Lauer, a stroke back at 25. Justin Lauer, Joseph Bramlett at 23 under, and Will Zalatoris. Boy, that's a good baseball name right there. Zalatoris, he'll step to the plate. Anyway, those two guys are at 23 under. There you go. That's your leaderboard update brought to you by Bridgestone Golf and by the GCGA Tour. Oh, my goodness.
Well, you know, one thing we missed last week, which we can talk about, a little belated birthday. And, hey, we got to give some golf away. Maybe make it a trivia question.
Okay.
I've got a trivia question. You talked about Terry Bowden's middle name?
Pierce,
right? Mm-hmm. All right. Well, a guy who has finished second in the U.S. Open 6 times, of course, won 3 Masters, he and the Open Championship. I'm talking about Phil Mickelson. Turned 50.
Turned 50. That's exactly right.
This past week on June 16th. What is Philip Mickelson's middle name?
You know what? That's a great trivia question. What we'll do is if you know what it is, you can dial 251-343-0106, 251-343-0106. And you know what? I bet you our guys back there don't know, so we'll have to let them know what it is real quick.
Yeah, we can go ahead and text them real quick. Yeah. I guess I can text them.
We'll do it real quick, all right? But if you know what it is, 251-343-0106. We'll get you, get you a 5-pack to Glen Lakes. And how about we do, we'll tie that in with, I don't know, 2 green fees over to Timber Creek. You going to do that? That'll work.
It.
All right. So there you go. All right. There you go. 251-343-0106. If you know the middle name of Sir Phil Mickelson, all right, I will give you a little bit of a hint. I'm going to give you a hint. All right. Think about Batman.
Batman. That's right. And I just texted it to you, Philip, so hopefully you got it. An interesting middle name. I guess I wasn't expecting like Beauregard or anything like that, but you know, Phil's a big cat. Did you know that? Have you been next to Phil Mickelson before?
I have on a couple occasions.
He's taller than people think.
He really is. And I mean, now that he's lost a little weight, you know, he's what, 6'3", 6'2", 6'3"?
Yeah.
He's a pretty big dude, but he's lost a little weight. So gotta love Phil Mickelson. The press loves him. All right. Hey, I'll tell you who the press loves also. This guy coming up next. Sweet Swinging Bobby Hall, PGA teaching professional. He has got a Father's Day story for you coming up right here on Southern Fairways Golf Show. Oh, my goodness. Hey, welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. I'm Randy Bergen along with Podsy, Danny Spivey, and we are wishing all of you dads out there a very happy Father's Day, a beautiful day. Let me just tell you the weather forecast today presented by Adams Title Pond in Foley, okay?
Yeah.
The presenter of our weather forecast. Remember, if you got gold, silver, maybe you got some diamonds you want to get rid of. The guy you want to see is Adam at Adam's Title Pond in Foley. Tell him we sent you. Weather forecast is going to be, are you ready, Danny? It's going to be hot. It's going to be a hot one.
That's your forecast.
That is it. It is going to be close to 90 degrees. Make sure that you drink plenty of water. Yesterday, Danny, I think I almost had a heat stroke, and I know you were struggling yesterday in the sun as well.
Well, there's no doubt. And it's one of those things, all of you listeners out there, to get on the golf course anytime in June, July, August specifically, make sure you stay hydrated correctly. We talk about that. And that doesn't just start on the golf course. That starts before you get there. If you know you're going to go play golf the next day, go ahead and just start hydrating your body. And I mean with water. Okay, and you can have some of your favorite beverages on the golf course. No one's stopping you from that, but you got to pace yourself when you're out there in this kind of heat. Because believe me, the sweat factor is at 100 right now out on the golf course, especially if you get in certain low-lying areas. And we're just enough off the coast where we're not getting quite that heavy breeze. Now we go down to see David and some of our friends down there, like Kiva and you know, all the beautiful golf courses down there, Glen Lakes and all of them. And so you got a little breeze down there.
There you go.
Speaking
of Foley, by the way, we want to say congratulations to Roger Groves of Foley. You get the 5-pack to Glen Lakes and the 2 green fees to Timber Creek. Congratulations to you. Okay, time to go to our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line and welcome in one of our great friends. He is teaching professional, Sweet Swinging Bobby Hall. Bobby, how you doing, pal?
Well, I'm doing okay. Randy and Danny, I can barely hear you. I'll do the best I can.
Okay, maybe we can get our producers to kind of turn it up, turn us up a little bit or something, so you can try to maybe try that volume key over there. But I want to talk to you. Obviously, we always, this time of the year, Bobby, it being Father's Day, and let me say happy Father's Day to you. There may be something you'd like to share later if you wish, but we always talk with you about your dad. Now, we all have great, great dads, and but your dad was something a little special, and I want you to tell that story like you do each and every year.
Dad was a great golfer in his time and captain of the Naval Academy, and switched careers and went into the Air Force after he graduated at Annapolis, Maryland, and got a seat as a fighter pilot, and flew in Vietnam, and unfortunately got his ass shot out of the air over Hanoi, and spent 8 years as a POW under quite a bit of stress and duress, and with Senator Denton, Jeremiah Denton, Commander Kane, who ran for president, Robbie Reisner, Bud Day from Pensacola. These are all great Americans. Herbie Stockdale from San Diego, who the SEER training program is named after Herbie Stockdale. All these guys were great Americans who were tortured, brutally beaten, and held in captivity by the North Vietnamese for long periods of time, and especially isolation. So as Dad spent his time in the prison cell, he was in a little 6x6 cell in solitary confinement for about three and a half years to... He would, to keep his mental attitude real good, he would pretend that he played golf, and he would try to play nine holes in the morning. He tried to make himself have a routine, and he'd step off yardages. He'd pretend he's waving to people at the Hattiesburg Country Club where he grew up, other courses that he'd played, and he'd wave at people, and he'd pretend he'd talk to a caddy and just try to keep your sanity and play golf. And so a couple of his rules were he never made a birdie, Danny, but he never made a bogey.
He always
made
a
par. He said he had some great up and downs. He said he hit it tight and missed a few putts for birdie, but to keep his sanity, the mental aspect of playing every day and pacing it off in your cell, and then he would pretend he was hitting a driver and a five iron or a wedge or a bunker shot, and that was the game that he played every day. Now, I would like to go on record saying that a lot of people took that story out of context many years ago and said, oh, he came home, his first shot was a hole-in-one. And he came home and he shot even par the very first time he played. And that, you know, because of this mental spirit, that's not exactly true. He did not shoot even par his first round back. He didn't make a hole-in-one on his first swing. But I tell you this, I was with him the first round he played. He took an old Haig Ultra 3-wood and knocked it right down the middle of the fairway. And then he knocked it up just short of the green. He chipped it up and he missed the putt. So his very first call back, which was pretty impressive after 8 years as a POW, was a bogey. And that was pretty outstanding. It was just me and my brother and my sister and my dad and my mom, and they let us go out and play nine holes. And that was his first time back to the Hattiesburg Country Club. So it does go on to show the spirit of Americans who, and other people too, who have misadventures and misfortune, and the positive mental attitude you need to keep. So golf saved his life, and golf kept him going. And when he came back, he became a fine player. He didn't finally make that four hole in one that got back home during his career before he passed away. And just an outstanding person, and of course, somebody I really grew up to respect. So that's the story about George Robert Hall. And yeah, I'd like to met. And I have a great granddaughter, my daughter Elena. I'm going to have a baby in November, and I got to spend the day with her yesterday, so that was a lot of fun.
Well, congratulations on that. A great granddad is going to be sweet swinging Bobby Hall. That's a good story there. Your dad, that was a great story, and being a POW for so many years, I know that was tough on the family, but man, just a true American hero. What he had to do. Visit with Bobby Hall, PGA teaching professional, on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. Dan, Dan.
You know, Bobby, I never get tired of hearing that story, and I want you to share just a little bit as well that, you know, first of all, the resiliency of the human spirit is just unbelievable, and a lot of us can't even imagine, and I'm sure as a son, you know, later on as the stories developed and the comprehension and understanding of what your father had to go through during those times. But, you know, the game of golf is one of those things that really hits a deeper pocket for a lot of people. You know, we like to watch professional golfers. Some of it go to a living like you do on a teaching level and being around people. But, you know, for your dad, it was one of those outlets to just, you know, like you said, keep his sanity. But, you know, there was a part of the story that, you know, I want you to share real quick that, you know, a lot, we weren't real sure he survived, you know, at one point. And something got out to, a friend at home or something that gave everybody the idea that your father was still alive, but a prisoner of war.
Well, one thing I learned from mother and dad and very other conversations with military folks is the communication that husbands and wives have that is, is a little code we don't know about. When a military man goes into battle and his wife, they talk through many things. They're putting their life on the line. And so to get a message out, another POW wrote to his, and I do not know the gentleman's name, they were in the northern state. He wrote a letter home and said, tell my golfing buddy, George Hall, I said, hello. And the lady read the letter and then turned it over to Air Force Intelligence. And she said, I don't know who George Hall is, and my husband doesn't play golf. So I don't know who, or excuse me, said, tell my golfing buddy, Bill McCord. I said, hello. Well, Bill McCord was a good friend of my dad's, and they played a lot of golf together. And Bill worked for Titleist Golf Ball Company after he got back home. So the Air Force Intelligence went to Bill McCord and said, this guy says, tell my golfing buddy, Bill McCord, hello. The wife says she doesn't even play golf. And then Bill said, well, that means George is alive. So we didn't know for 3.5 years if he was dead and killed in his plane exploded and broke in half. And what the other pilot said as he flew away. So we never knew if he was alive or dead. And then we got that confirmation about 3 years later that they had intelligence that he was alive. And then 3.5 years later, we finally got a letter from him. So that's how... Golf connected it again with Bill McCord, and Bill was a longtime rep for Titleist and Tommy Armour Golf, and he could tell you many, many stories about the true spirit of my dad and other Americans over there. So that was pretty unique. And the Morse code or the tap code that POW shared to tap it on the cell at night, and, keeping communication between each other is pretty interesting, because if they got caught communicating, they usually got brutally beaten. And they weren't allowed to do that. So many, many big stories came out of that event.
Wow. Wow. Every year. It's just an awesome story. And, I want to thank your family for the sacrifice, certainly your dad's sacrifice. And, you know, Bobby, your daughter, she is in the military right now. We appreciate her service. We appreciate all of our military men and women that are serving right now and our veterans that have served. We appreciate everything they do. And it's a crazy world. It's a crazy world right now. But let's not forget, our servicemen and women have been doing what they've been doing to keep us and allow us to do what we do each and every day. And we thank them for that. And we also want to thank our policemen, our firefighters, and our doctors and nurses for everything they do for us. And I mean that totally from the heart.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate that. And, yeah, Dad was a special person, and so are many Americans, and we do remember them. Memorial Day, 4th of July,
yep.
Father's Day, and all the first.
Bobby, always good to have you on, pal. Look forward to seeing you real soon, okay? Thanks for everything, buddy. Happy Father's Day. Okay,
right.
we will take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll visit with Elliot Mello of Bridgestone Golf right here on Southern Fairways Golf Show. And we welcome you back to Southern Fairways Golf Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. Hey, guys, we're broadcasting video as well. We're on Facebook. You can check out my Facebook page, Randy Bergen, Danny Spivey's Facebook page, Southern Fairways Facebook page, or you can go to YouTube and check out Randy Bergen Golf right there. And you can see these two wonderful, wonderful mugs. Wouldn't you say so, Dan?
You know, we have our moments. Let's just put it that way.
We do. Guys, I got to tell you, it's a pleasure right now to go. Let's see if we can do this. Dan has got to work for me. On our Jason Young, State Farm Insurance guest line, a very good friend of ours here on the show, Elliot Mello. He is the marketing manager for golf balls and messaging for Bridgestone Golf. Elliot, man, first off, happy Father's Day. Glad to have you on board with us and appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us right here on Southern Fairways.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Randy. Happy Father's Day to you and all the listeners. And, you know, excited to be back on talking golf with you guys.
I want to talk about the golf ball. I want to do that, and we will do that in just a moment. But I think right now the big topic is one Bryson DeChambeau. Now, always been an interesting fella, and I know you know him very, very well. There's no question that the way his mind thinks is a lot different from a lot of folks. Most people, let's not talk about the golf side of it right now, but most people say in life, hey, I want to lose weight. I really don't know if too many people say that I want to gain weight, okay? Bryson DeChambeau said, I'm going in that direction, and it's paying dividends for him. Tell us about him.
It is. You know, it started back, I'd say, November of last year is when he kind of told us what the goal is and what he's trying to accomplish. And, you know, November he was swinging the club. We worked with him a little bit. He's swinging about 130, 132, somewhere in there. And now I think he's 135, 136 even at times. So it started in November, and I mean, quite candidly, I think what happened is, you know, they had a couple of weeks off from competitive golf there, and instead of treating it as a vacation, Bryson, you know, he doubled down in gym time, pretty impressive home gym, and really bulked up. From not only a workout side of it, you know, it's also the diet side of it as well. Lots of protein, things of that nature. And I mean, he's just murdering the golf ball out there. And it's been pretty impressive to see.
Well, I don't think there's any question about that. On our Jason Young State Farm guest line is Elliot Mello with Bridgestone Golf. Dan?
Well, Elliot, you know, for our listeners out there, you know, to kind of clarify ball speed, you know, basically, you know, ball speed is the speed of the golf ball immediately after impact. And, you know, things can make the ball speed vary, such as the type of golf ball, the type of golf club, but also where you hit it. So when we start talking about Bryson DeChambeau getting up in ball speed of 200 and plus miles per hour, I want everybody to kind of understand that, you know, we're not talking about club head speed. Now, club head speed is a whole different animal, you know, but the average ball speed of a pretty good amateur, would you say, is probably around 135, 140? Is that about right? And when you talk about 203 yards and increasing 1 mile per hour will give you about an extra 2 yards, so you can see where this cat's getting all his distance.
Yeah, those figures are right. You know, you know, to date, we've got over 2 million driver swings in our database from our ball fitting event that we've done mm-hmm. 2006. And you know, I think the average swing speed in there is right at 92 miles an hour. And you know, which calculates right to that 135, 140 ball speed range, depending on the quality of the strike. So, I mean, if you know, you're sitting there listening at home thinking, you know, I'm an average player. I hit my driver 240, 260. Bryson's in a scenario now where he's carrying the golf ball. So in the air, he's carrying the golf ball between 320 to 340, depending on conditions, course conditions, wind conditions, et cetera. It's insane how much longer he is in the competition. He's averaging 323 yards for the PGA Tour season, but that's not really indicative of these last two events where, you know, last week I think he ended at 345 yard driving distance, and he's on pace for that again this go around. It's kind of funny. Somebody said to me, it looks like, you know, when you plot the golf balls, and you take it any given hole out there, and you plot where every drive was, you put little pins on a map of, all right, this is all 144 players and where their drives landed. Somebody at my home course the other day was joking that it looks like Bryson's playing the white tees because his golf ball's so much further along than all the other players.
Well,
no, you're right, and Ryan, I've played, especially at Harbortown. I've caddied on that golf course years ago for Daly, and I got to see, you know, him hit it in different spots, and I can tell you 16 particularly, if everybody's familiar with that Harbortown golf course, that big dog leg left, you got that big pine tree in the right that you kind of aim, try to draw it in through that, you got the waste area to the left. He just took it over everything. And I mean, it was just unbelievable. He was playing with, I believe it was Davis Love III, the first two rounds, and it looked like Davis was on a different golf course. Off the tee box than Bryson DeChambeau, and Davis Love can hit it still.
Yeah, yeah, it's been impressive to watch the ball flight. The way that he can, in terms of the trajectory, the height of the shot, he has a lot more flexibility in terms of what he can do, just simply because the ball's moving faster. So there's more energy there. So you know, if he needs to hit the high draw, he's able to do that. Kind of cut some additional yardage off of the course, so to speak. And he's been playing our Torby X for a while now. As he went through this process, he looked at XS and some other stuff, but ultimately X still continues to be the golf ball for him in terms of great ball velocity, but maintaining driver spin. So when he does hit that high golf, that high draw, the ball doesn't get away from him. The ball doesn't balloon because the golf ball itself is designed to have a lower penetrating ball flight from a spin rate standpoint.
We're visiting with Elliot Mello, the marketing manager of Golf Balls and Messaging for Bridgestone Golf. And I want to talk real quick about the golf ball just a little bit more. I do have to say, congratulations to Coach Jack Robertson yesterday in our GCGA event at Lakewood. Right before we teed off, he said, I ran out of the golf ball. I'd given him a two-pack of the E12 earlier this year, and he really, really loved it. And he said, "Man, I'm out of the Bridgestone." And I said, "Look, here's your two pack right here. Go have fun with it." Fourth hole, 133 yards. Now he's 70, 74, 75, 76 years old, something like that. And 133 yards, hits a 9-iron with the E12, Bridgestone E12, and guess where he picked it up, Dan? Bottom of the cup. Hole in one. His second hole in one. So congratulations. And it's just kind of another testimony about Bridgestone Golf. The golf ball is fantastic. And I know, Elliot, you're seeing a lot of folks right now turn and start using more Bridgestone golf balls. We encourage folks. You can do the V-fit. We'll tell you how to do that. But this golf ball is incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've seen we had a great momentum coming into the year with the PGA show and the launch of our new Tour B series that Bryson and Tiger helped us co-design. So we started off the year with a bang, and we're still kind of kicking along at that same pace. We continue to see more people trying the golf ball, more new golf courses carrying the Bridgestone golf ball that hadn't previously stocked it. The other thing that we're seeing right now is we're seeing a lot of new people coming to the game. So whether people hadn't played in a while or people that are thinking maybe their summer sports league for their kids is going to look different this year and that golf's an opportunity for them to get out and do some outdoor activity. So we're seeing a lot of new golfers. And so one of the things that we're noticing is, the Tour, like I said, the Tour B started the season strong for us, but we're noticing the E12 and the E6 products, the recreational products, the more forgiving products designed for straight distance is really getting a lot of momentum right now. Kind of the landscape of who you're seeing at the golf course is changing.
Visit with Elliot Mello from Bridgestone Golf right here on Southern Fairways. Elliot, let me ask you this. Let's turn to Tiger Woods real quick. We've got you for, another 2 minutes or so. Not going to play this week at the Travelers. Any idea when we're going to see him back?
It's a week-to-week thing, and quite honestly, they play it fairly close to the best. But if you think about historically, a couple of these events that he's missing here, while he's played them sporadically, they haven't necessarily been stalwart on Tiger's calendar the last couple of years. So not a whole lot of surprise from our standpoint. I think, if you look ahead, I think we definitely should anticipate probably seeing him at Memorial. Maybe he popped up once before that, but if I was a betting man, that's kind of what I'd be looking at.
Well, I'll tell you, we all know that whenever Tiger Woods is out on the golf course, people they're playing. I mean, they're going to practice. They are doing something because he is the needle. He makes them move. I don't think there's any question about that. Let's talk. And, Danny, I know you got a question real quick. Why don't you go ahead and ask him because we only got about a minute or so left here.
Well, Ryan, I'm sorry, Elliot. I've been playing the Bridgestone B Series, the XS. I like the extra spin, and it was interesting what you were talking about, Bryson DeChambeau, with being able to control. Now, the one question I do have is what kind of numbers on spin rate does he have with, say, his driver with that particular B-Series golf ball?
Yeah, that's a great question. Last time we had him on a monitor, he was in a different product from Cobra in terms of driver head, and his swing speed was maybe about 5 miles an hour lower. But at that time, he was in the kind of the 2,200 to 2,600 range, depending on which way he was moving the golf ball.
Wow. That's a crazy number.
That's a crazy number. And just for everybody listening and to keep it in context, an average, I would say an average player out there right now, you know, probably in the mid 15 to 18 handicaps, probably in that 3,300, 3,400 spin rate range. And then with the optimum, obviously get down to around that 2,200, 2,400 is optimal.
Yeah. And so, like, when you say 3,000 to 3,500 spin rate, I'm just for the listener, you know, when you're on a driving range, you're staying on 2x2, you see a drive go out, and about halfway before it reaches its peak, it kind of flutters and rises up. That's the spin that you're seeing do that, which robs both the carry distance as well as the rollout.
Guys, if you want to know the golf ball you need to hit, why don't you go onto our website, southernfairwaysgolf.com. Right in the middle of the first page there, you're going to see Tiger knows his numbers. Bridgestone gives you a chance to know yours. You can get V-Fit. It is three very simple steps. Do it. And what you also do when they turn that video in, Elliot, you'll send them a sleeve of the recommended ball for them, correct?
Yeah, we'll get them as easy as using your smartphone. You record a video, you submit it to BridgestoneGolf.com, and then we virtually fit you. And like Randy said, we'll send you a sleeve of the recommended product. So you give it a try and see if it works for your game.
Whenever you put that in there, at the bottom down there, there is a message you can put in Randy Goff down there and let them know where you heard it from. So, hey, Elliot, always a pleasure to hang out with you. Look forward to seeing you soon. Thanks for being with us today, and hopefully we can get together again real soon, my man.
Sounds good, guys. Have a good weekend and a good Father's Day. We'll talk soon.
There you go. Elliot Mello, the marketing manager of Golf Balls and Messaging for Bridgestone Golf. I tell you, one of the really, really cool dudes. And listen, I'm telling you, if you haven't hit Bridgestone Golf Balls, you need to do that. You need to try one out. Who knows, Dan, it could produce and yield a hole-in-one.
An uno.
That's right. Okay, just got word here. Boom's Kitchen.
Yes.
It will be open next week. It will be open next week. Are you ready for the menu that you're going to get next week on Boom's Kitchen?
I am ready. I'm also going through while you're talking about that. I am looking at my beautiful package that Boom has left for me of fried chicken skins. And for a lot of people that don't know what fried chicken skins are, okay, you have pork skins. A lot of people down here love pork skins, right?
Right, right.
Okay, well, fried chicken skins are basically pork skins, but from a chicken.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Hold it back up. I use them
for all kinds of things. You can eat them as a healthy snack. You can put them in your soup. You can crumble them up, put them on top of some rice. They're just a wonderful utility type of food to have around the house.
A very versatile food.
And thank you so much, Boom.
Well, I guess I'll have to give you the menu when we come back for Boone's Kitchen next week. All right, don't go anywhere. We'll get the wraps on this edition of Southern Fairways right after this. Hey. 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 Are you eating chicken skins there? Are you really doing that, Dan? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. All right, here you go. You ready for the lineup for next Sunday? Boom's Kitchen is going to serve. Here you go. Here you go. We're going to have Thai coconut shrimp, fried fish in curry sauce. We'll call that fish supreme.
Fish supreme.
And you're going to have a side of fried rice. How about that? You want some of that? You got it.
Sounds like number 32 on the menu.
I'll take number 32, all right? You know what happens when you hear this right here, right?
Oh, yeah. Let's go way back. A Little Molly Hatchet.
A Little Molly Hatchet from 1976.
Oh, good stuff.
And here's Bama Tim. What's up, Bama Tim? Have we got Bama Tim on with us? Where is Bama Tim? I get you set up.
Oh, it's a perfect walkout music.
I mean, we did it right, and now we don't have him. There he is. Where you at, Bama Tim?
Hey, I was listening to you talking about the story of playing basketball. Now, when they carried you off the court on their shoulders, did you get a little dizzy? I know you're being a little vertically challenged there, brother.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Now, see, I did something for you. I did something for you. I played a little Molly Hatchet for you. Did you hear that? Did you get to hear the Molly Hatchet?
I did hear it. I did hear it, brother. I appreciate it. Hey, look, I actually got a golf thing for you here. There is a golf course in Brisbane, Australia. It's called Carbock.
Yep.
I seen this on TV the other day. On the 15th green, they got a big lake, and they made the big, big deal about having a 6-foot bull shark in that thing. And they said, you know, it gives a new meaning to the word water hazard. Well, I guess they never played golf in South Alabama or South Florida or whatever with some of the gators they got down there.
Well, Bama Tim, I mean, anywhere around here. I mean, there's several golf courses out here. It's so funny. Not only the alligators, or whether it's at Steelwood or out at Lakewood. I mean, there's some at Lakewood, too. And a lot of wildlife around, of course, when you get down to the beach. But the snakes, man.
Let me just tell you this story yesterday. All right, we're at Lakewood. We're playing golf down there, and Danny, it's the par five that's got water on the right. I think it's number six.
Number four on Azalea.
On Azalea. Anyway,
yeah, it's gonna be five.
Okay, so one of the guys that we're playing with, he hits, does not clear the, it clears the water, but stays in the hazard, right, in the high stuff.
Sure.
So I say, okay, I'll come over there and I'll help you look for your golf ball.
Now, sure you will.
Now it's in the high stuff, right there by the water. Guess what ran about an inch and a half from my left foot.
A giant fox squirrel.
A fox squirrel. You're right. It was a water moccasin. And that was the end of me looking for golf balls. Yeah. I did not look for any more.
That's when you say to your partner, just drop it right there.
I have that one.
Yeah.
That's right. Oh, my goodness. So,
y'all didn't correct me last week. And for some reason, I don't know why, I was thinking last week was Father's Day. So I got it twice in a month. So anyway, y'all have a great Father's Day. And roll tide, roll.
Well, hang on just a minute. You can't leave yet. We got to give this to you, and hope that he has a happy Father's Day as well, Bama Tim. That's there you right. go, just for you. A little Molly Hatchet, I'll tell you. And he's talking about, what he's talking about is Carbrook Golf Club.
Yeah.
All right, in Brisbane, Australia. Now, if you're looking to go have some fun, yeah, there you go. Knock the ball in the water and go find that one.
Yeah, kind of. That's bull sharks too. I mean, you got to watch yourself with bull sharks.
Well, we got bull sharks here, okay?
Yes, we do.
And I've had one of my good friends.
Yeah.
Was
swimming in the early morning.
Early morning. Yeah, and you know what happened to
it. Was that about 6-7 years ago?
Oh, no, it's been a long time ago. Yeah, okay. A long time ago.
All right.
Sure was. All right. All right, Danny, before we get out of here, let's get a quick PGA Tour update.
Well, I'm going to we talked about Dylan Fertitta, who was hot on the golf course. He was 7-under the last time we gave a PGA Tour update. Well, guess what? He added two more. He shoots a 62, 9-under par in his final round. He sits on top of the leaderboard at 17-under. Get this, Randy. He moved up 46 spots in today's round. He shoots.
That'll put some money in your pocket.
Yeah, a little 62. So he gets to just hang out and have maybe an Arnold Palmer or something like that and a club sandwich. Of course, socially distancing himself from everybody while he eats it. Abraham Answer, who was tied for the lead at 15-under, he hasn't even teed off yet. He's getting ready to tee off. Bryson DeChambeau, we've talked about him. He's 3-under through 5. He's at 15-under, 2 back right now. Harris English, 7-under par on his round today with a 63, 15-under. So you know what that tells me, Randall?
Mm-mm.
That tells me anybody's going to win this thing. If they're out there, we've already have a 63 and a 62 and a 64. So some of these guys out there that want to kind of make a charge at the leaderboard. 37 players now within 4 shots of the lead with 17-under being posted with the final round 62 by Dylan Fratelli.
Fratelli. Hey, let's do this real quick. We've got to give away some golf, all right? I'm going to make it. Oh, you know what? Wait, hold on before we do that. We have got somebody that we have certainly missed. We've not talked to in a long time. He is on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. Scooter, is that really you, my man? Are you there? How you doing?
It's me, Randy. I missed you, too.
How you been, pal?
You know, my knee's been pretty stiff.
Have you been working it out a little bit, trying to get it a little bit better? Well, there you go. And is that working a little better for you?
I tell you what, Sergio played well yesterday, didn't he?
He did. Let's see if I we'll tell you where he is real quick. You got him, Dan?
Yeah, I got him right here. Let's see here. He hasn't even teed off yet, I don't believe. But I was going to look. Yeah, he's one. He birdied first hole, Scooter. He's one for one.
You get the feeling that Sergio, if he could, would play golf with his shorts on?
Yes. Yes. I don't know if I get that feeling, but I would agree.
What's your trivia for now, me today, Randy?
Well, I've got
you.
Daniel's
got one for you.
We're going to stick with Sergio.
By the way, I got a trivia for y'all.
Okay, all right.
Let me go first. All right, we just talked about Sergio Garcia.
The Spaniard.
Well, yeah, the Spaniard. We talked about him just now. But Sergio Garcia is not his full name. Sir Garcia is actually his middle name.
That's exactly right.
What is Sergio's last name?
It's not Garcia?
No, it's Sergio Garcia is his middle name. He goes by Sergio Garcia, and what is his last name?
I blanked.
It's Fernandez.
Fernandez. Sergio Garcia Fernandez.
Like Fernando Valenzuela was a baseball player.
Oh, he was a good one, wasn't he?
All right, give me your trivia real quick.
1964, what happened in the state? Historic golfer won the U.S. Open.
1964.
Well, Ken Venturi won the 64 U.S. Open, if I'm correct.
There you go. There you go. Okay.
It was an heat and humidity, too.
That's right. What a great segue with Randall almost having a complete heat stroke yesterday. He was channeling his inner Ken Venturi.
It was a Colonial Country Club.
That's correct. Absolutely.
Now, would I be correct in saying, do you know who won at Columbus Country Club in Columbus, Ohio, 1964 U.S. Open? Who won that one? Can you tell me? Do you know, Scooter?
Jack Nicklaus, probably.
No, you're close. Bobby Nichols.
I've never even Bobby heard Nichols Bobby won that. Nichols. In those days, the class of South didn't like Jack Nicklaus, did they?
They did not because he was
kind of the hero then.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Arnie's
such a long time. You're exactly. You ready for Scooter's pump?
Man, hey, you better give it to me. Give it to me big.
Woo!
Boy, I tell you what, Scooter, thank you so much, pal. You take care of that knee, and we look forward to hearing from you again, okay? All right. The one and only, Scooter. Well, I'll tell you, I got to say this. It's been a number of years, and Scooter would know probably the exact date. But me and Rick had him in the studio years ago, and what turned into just a two-hour quiz. People called in all from all over the place asking Scooter all these trivia questions, and he was able to answer. We had a couple of folks. Are you ready, Danny? A couple of folks called us and got on to us saying that we were giving him the answers. Now, he is so quick with those answers. How could we even Google it and been able to give it to him? I don't know, but he's a super-duper guy. There's no doubt.
Good stuff. You know, a funny, interesting story about Bobby Nichols in that 64 PGA Championship at Columbus Country Club, which I've played that golf course a lot. Grew up playing a lot of those courses. Brookside, which is a beautiful golf course, Columbus Country Club, Scioto, right there, home of Jack Nicklaus and some of the great events back in there, and, of course, Mirrorfoot Village. But he won that tournament with a putter he bought off a guy for $5. you know who that guy was?
Don't tell me Jack Nicklaus.
It was Arnold Palmer.
Arnold Palmer.
There you go. Arnold had an extra putter in his trunk of his car, and he said, I'll sell it to you for $5. And he went and won it.
Hey, let's do this real quick. We've only got a second here. We will take the first phone call, 251-343-0106, 251-343-0106. You get a five-pack to Glen Lakes. It's in great shape. First phone call, 251-343-0106. Dan, get back into those chicken skins.
I'm in it, baby.
There you go. Hey, it's been a lot of fun. Hope that you have a wonderful, wonderful Father's Day. We will be back with you again next week. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Happy Father's Day, Dan.
You too, buddy.
All right, there you go. For the whole staff, Danny Spivey, Leanna, Philip, I'm Randy. Have a great day. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye, everybody.